The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Site subversion. The injunction would even make it illegal for it to be available on the internet. Closing every loophole to prevent this song being heard shows its power to rally protesters and the alarm it instills in Chinese officials.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has arrived in Saudi Arabia on a trip in which he plans to meet Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman amid strained relations between Riyadh and Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
I'm sorry, 800-923-9385. I'm still on the sister station side. No, this is the DTK side of the broadcast dial, 800-923-WDTK, and it's time for 6 o'clock talk. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, now on the air where we're talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you care about. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you along with us. Glad to be along with you no matter where you may be listening in the metropolitan area. And I mean, folks will be listening just about anywhere. We had calls earlier today from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. 800-923-9385. Check us out online, patriotdetroit.com. And, of course, if you want to, you can participate in the program, facebook.com/thepatriotdetroit. When over there, you'll be in the Facebook forum. The Facebook forum allows you to type the comments that you want to make, ask the questions you want to ask, or simply watch the show stream while you listen to it. You can do all that in the Facebook forum, 800-923-9385. Dial that number and join the conversation with me on the program today. Late word on the entrance of another individual into the Republican side of the presidential nominating sweepstakes. That's right. He's in, even though he only has 1% support among the electorate who have been surveyed in a Reuters Ipsos poll. He is Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. He is going to run for the presidential nomination of the United States. Anybody out there think Chris Christie has a chance of winning that nomination? I just kind of posited a theory of my own after reading that he had entered the race and reminding myself of his lackluster support among the electorate. He's there just to be a spoiler, just to raise the ire of those who support Donald Trump. He's there to bring up all of what the deep state and the real Democrat Party opposition want brought up when it comes to Donald Trump. Because let's face it, folks, why else would Chris Christie be in this race? I mean, he was known pretty much in that 2020 election cycle as a Trump detractor. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. But nevertheless, he has filed the requisite paperwork. And in addition to filing that paperwork, Chris Christie has declared that he is running for the presidential nomination on the Republican side, making that announcement in New Hampshire later today, if he has not already made it. Show's official observer is Brian Bolesky. Brian Bolesky is manning the controls, flying the ship. He, of course, is the Michigan Association of Broadcasters two-time award-winning tech producer here at Salem Media Group. He will also be screening your calls this evening. 800-923-9385. So you may have a different take on Chris Christie's engagement or involvement in this race. I don't think it's to win. I don't see a pathway for Chris Christie, just like I don't see a pathway for most of the other folks who have entered. But at least when you talk about people like, oh, Mike Pence is third behind Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and then Mike Pence as those who are vying for the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States. Mike got into the race this week. He filed his paperwork and then made announcements to the respect that he wants folks to understand it's Joe Biden that he's running against.
I mean, the truth of the matter is President Joe Biden has weakened America at home and abroad. But the answer, Iowa, is strong, conservative, Republican leadership back in the White House. And I know Iowa's going to tape it and deliver it.
Yeah, and Mike wanted folks to remember that he has a record on which he can run.
I mean, think about it. In the first 3 years of an administration that Iowa supported every step of the way, we rebuilt our military. We revived our economy by cutting taxes and regulation. We unleashed American energy, and we became a net exporter of energy and energy independent for the first time in 75 years. We secured our border. We reduced illegal immigration and asylum abuse by 90%. And when it comes to peace through strength, we made record investments in our national defense. And our armed forces took the fight to our enemies on our terms, on their soil. They crushed the ISIS caliphate. They took down their leader without one American casualty. And Qasem Soleimani is gone.
800-923-9385. Mike Pence running on his record as Vice President of the United States under Donald Trump. And, of course, a lot of people speculated that maybe there'll be some discomfort on the old campaign trail as Mike Pence, former vice president, meets up to take on Donald Trump. But, you know, as nice a guy as Mike Pence is and as amenable as he may be, and the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people out there who will probably support a Mike Pence bid for the nomination. He probably won't come close when it comes to competing against Donald Trump. I mean, let's face it, the guy that many think is best suited to take on Donald Trump only has about 19% of the vote of those who have been surveyed and asked whom would you support for the Republican nomination of the presidency of the United States. Stop and think about it. With Donald Trump at 49%, his closest competitor, Ron DeSantis, stands at about 19%. And depending on which poll you look at, it might be a little higher, it might be a little lower. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. The rest of the field is really just kind of out there in the back. And there are a lot of folks who are running it. People aren't even aware of it, but they're back there. They're in the field, and more people are adding their names or thinking about adding their names on the Republican side of the ledger every day. However, on the Democrat side of the ledger, remember, they're not going to really persist in an exercise of democracy because they've already decided at the DNC that Joe Biden's got to stay in the basement, that he is not going to debate other Democrats when it comes to running for the party nomination. They pretty much already kind of anointed him as the party winner, the nominee, if you will. But there are those who believe, you know, maybe all of these stirrings around, you know, the allegations of influence peddling, the Biden crime family talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, so on and so forth, might be enough to take Joe Biden out of the race. Do you agree? 800-923-9385. And at some point in time, may just become too hot and heavy in terms of the information being unearthed about his influence peddling for him to stay in the race. He may have to bow out, no matter how gracefully or ungraciously he may have to do so. Among those who are saying that a Joe Biden presidency is a presidency with a big question mark over it is James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky. He is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Today, this week, as a matter of fact, and in a number of different news outlets, making the announcement that when it comes to a document that the FBI was subpoenaed to turn over to the House Oversight Committee, in which FBI Director Chris Wray has decided to defy the Congressional House Oversight Committee, he this week is going to start proceedings against Christopher Wray, director of the FBI. This document has what may be damning information with regard to Joe Biden's alleged influence peddling at the time he was vice president of the United States. The man may have been compromised to the tune of millions of dollars. And do not forget, this is not hearsay. This is information provided by a whistleblower, well-respected and fairly well-placed in the government for at least a decade, saying these things about Joe Biden and saying that they are notarized, they are in written form, in a form FD-1023. Then there is the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. That is also evidence that bespeaks, a pattern of behavior, activity, and maybe even relationships that may call into question whether or not the former vice president, Joe Biden, has been compromised economically and politically speaking by foreign governments, governments in places like China, governments in places like Romania, Russia, and Ukraine. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. When we come back, James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, talks about filing contempt of Congress charges against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Stick with us.
Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program.
This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
For decades, our community has relied on AM radio to inform, entertain, and empower. From the gospel music you grew up with, to the black voices and perspectives you depend on for your news, our station is proud to connect and serve our strong community. And when dangerous situations arise, AM radio plays a unique role in keeping our listeners safe. We can't afford to have our voice silenced. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Minutes past the hour. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood for the break, talking about the fact that James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, chairman of the House Oversight Committee investigating the corruption of the Biden crime family, wants that FD 1023. And this week he's going to do something about it because Chris Wray, the FBI director, even though this is an unclassified document, doesn't want them to read the document unredacted and doesn't want to share it with other members of the House Oversight Committee, has asked them to come to an FBI-regulated SCIF, a secured compartment where they keep these documents for reading in private, and hasn't guaranteed that they'd be able to read the documents unredacted. He did allow a couple of folks in, one Republican, one Democrat. After that, after going in and seeing the document, which Mr. Comer had already read, he's demanding that others on the committee also be able to read it in unredacted fashion. But after reading the document, after seeing it, after going to the FBI, and then insisting that the FBI bring that document unredacted over to the House Oversight Committee, and getting no cooperation from Chris Wray, James Comer took to the airwaves.
FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures.
Yeah, so we're not talking about hearsay. We're not talking about myth. We're not talking about people just making stuff up, as was the case with Donald Trump and his accusers. We're talking about the potential for real crimes notated by an insider, government insider, whistleblower with more than a decade of experience, now saying that the Biden presidency is a compromised presidency.
These are facts and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
Yeah, contempt of Congress hearings initiated this Thursday against Christopher Wray, because Christopher Wray, for some reason, has it twisted, has it confused. He thinks that he is a law unto himself and that there is no accountability on the part of the Congress of the United States. The Congress of the United States, which is enumerated in the Constitution of the United States. Guess what? The FBI isn't. 800-923-9385, James Comer.
Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
Yeah, and he's saying this is not the end of the investigation, but this is the beginning. 800-923-9385. And just why is it Christopher Wray is being so stiff-necked, so hard-headed in this particular matter? Well, James Comer seems to think he knows why.
The main reason they're not wanting to make this public is because they're concerned about the source, the highly credible, and I haven't read that in a lot of outlets, the highly credible source that's been with the Bureau since the Obama administration.
Yeah, since the Obama administration, and that means this isn't a novice, this isn't somebody just looking for his or her 15 minutes of fame. And there was one report earlier in the day that said, on behalf of the Biden administration, we can't turn over this document for fear that the individual making the claims might be endangered. The individual making the claims might be endangered. Endangered from whom? 800-923-9385. They're afraid, what, the guy, the gal, whomever it is, what, might get knocked off? Well, who would have any interest in knocking off the whistleblower if the identity was to be exposed? And, I mean, if that's the problem, then just redact the name, right? 800-923-9385. So, as you can see, all kinds of flimsy responses coming out of the White House, coming with respect to people trying to run interference for President Joe Biden. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. We shall see what happens next, especially as those hearings, if in fact they transpire, get underway Thursday of this week. 800-923-WDTK. You can call me, talk about this or anything else I'm discussing from the rundown this evening. Mike's in Detroit. Mike, thanks a lot for the call.
Oh, yeah, Gerald. I don't know if you saw any of the, when it comes to the commissioner of the IRS, which I had no idea who this guy was. This guy makes Ray look like an amateur. I mean, he looks like he's, you know, money laundering for the mob. They couldn't get a straight answer out of this guy. Mm. And they're, you know, the IRS is already compromised. Now, they're asking initially for $30 billion. Then it went up to $200 billion, 90% of it enforcement. And they're already compromised. You know, you know who they're going to go after, conservatives. You know, they even went after the churches, you know, Christian churches in this country and so on.
Absolutely.
But it was just. Yeah, it was absolutely. I could not believe it. They couldn't get a straight answer to this guy. His name's Dan Werfel. And, you know, he didn't have any answers to anything except, you know, the same kind of, you know, deep state non-answers. But, you know, all the money, the IRS was diverting money to the Green New Deal type of scams, and also giving tax breaks to China for providing, you know, the technology for the Green New Deal. It's just, it was an incredible scam that I could not believe. This is our tax money, another deep state entity run by another crook. It's just, you know, how can we root these people out?
Well, I mean, it's just, that's right. And that's what you want to do. And when you talk about electing people who could take charge with respect to rooting these people out, look what they do to those people. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump right now in terms of his bid for re-election. I mean, they savaged the man with regard to his run for presidency the first time, and then during his presidency, and now after his presidency, is his declaration for re-election. They are now trying to savage him again. Mike, great point. And to your point about the IRS, just remember what Harry Hutchison, director of policy at the American Center for Law and Justice, said about Mr. Werfel and his ilk at the IRS.
The IRS alleged focus on the rich, the alleged focus on taxpayers that are failing to pay their quote unquote fair share. This is a charade. It's an illusion. What the IRS and the Biden administration is focused on controlling all of us. If the Biden administration was really focused on the rich, we don't need 30,000 new agents. We don't need thousands of data scientists. So the Biden administration has engaged in a great bait and switch campaign that is designed to fool Americans who allow themselves to be fooled by Joe Biden and the IRS. So I would urge our listeners not to be fooled. The IRS is coming after all of us.
Professor Harry Hutchison, American Center for Law and Justice. Remember where you heard it. 800-923-9385. You see, these people stand up and complain about people either paying or not paying their fair share, and they talk about enhancing IRS enforcement to go after the rich. Well, as you heard Professor Harry Hutchison say, wrong folks. It's not even near the truth. They're coming for you.
Who's devoted your time to writing a book with Christian morals behind it but need help to get it published? Maybe you wrote a children's book, your memoirs, a devotional, or a mystery with strong moral values at its core. Covenant Books has helped faith-based authors publish, edit, and sell their books through Christian bookstores and major online book retailers. Plus, if you call now at 800-255-9500, we're offering a free writer's guide to help you through the publishing process. Our experienced and dedicated staff will review and notate your manuscript with an editor's eye. Then our page designers will format your book to create the appropriate experience for your readers. And if needed, Covenant's talented illustrators will bring your book to life. Most importantly, Covenant Books will help tell your story by printing, marketing, and distributing your book through specialty Christian bookstores and major online book retailers like Amazon, Apple, and many others. Covenant Books, let us help tell your story. For your free writer's guide, call 800-255-9500. That's 800-255-9500. 800-255-9500.
According
According to the U.S. Debt Clock, in the time you hear this commercial, our nation's debt will go up by $1.5 million. That's more than $2 billion a day. Right now, our debt is over $31 trillion and climbing fast. The question is, how do we pay it off? The answer is increasing taxes. Now think about your retirement accounts. Do you want to pay taxes on some of that money now when rates are historically low, or later when rates are potentially higher? Whether you should pay taxes now or in retirement depends on a lot of things. Sean Mueller and his team at Mueller Retirement Planning know what to look for. Sean can help you create a plan so your retirement is as tax efficient as possible. Call 248-988-9696 to set up a visit with Sean Mueller and Mueller Retirement Planning. When taxes go up, will you be ready? Call now, 248-988-9696. Firm may not give tax advice. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Politics and religion.
It's been said that you don't discuss them in mixed company.
Probably by someone who didn't really understand either of them.
Why follow their rules?
Detroit has two radio stations that shatter them. One documents the rebuilding of a great America,
while the other shares the promise of the infinite.
The Patriot has all the great news about growing the economy and a strengthening nation.
Faith Talk Detroit raises the soul and affirms the heart.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
And Faith Talk Detroit on FM 92.7 and AM 1500.
Detroit's conservative talk radio station, WDTK, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Wake up with Hugh Hewitt mornings at 6 and drive home with Daryl Wood on 6 o'clock talk. 24-7 access to your favorite radio shows at patriotdetroit.com and on the WDTK mobile app. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Check us out online, patriotdetroit.com. Find out what we're doing in the community as well as what we're doing in cyberspace. 36 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. You know who else is leery of a second Donald Trump presidency? A second term for Donald John Trump. His name's James Comey. You remember James Comey, former FBI director who turned out to be nothing more than a scoundrel, a phony, and who knows, maybe a guy who relishes his role as an a person who runs interference in U.S. elections using his government position. I mean, that's exactly what James Comey did at a certain point late in his career, and I guess he discovered he likes the limelight, but he was fired by Donald Trump, pretty much putting his career in law enforcement to an end. I guess he's turned to writing books these days. He's been making the rounds of late, talking with various news program producers and hosts about his books and his book deals. He's also talking about the former president of the United States as someone who represents, in his mind, an existential crisis.
Think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're on that list too, and you belong there.
Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission, direct, that individuals be pursued.
Yeah, and in addition to that, this guy has the nerve to refer to the potential for a second Trump term as president of the United States as a rogue presidency.
Our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
Yeah, the threat that is being faced is the threat to the deep state that Donald Trump represents. That's what this guy is really, really talking about. He's not talking about law and order. He's talking about being able to get away with murder, quite literally, by being a part of an operation that does everything it can to run against the constitutionally protected freedoms and the constitutional limitations placed on government bureaucracies like the FBI, like the Department of Justice, like the IRS. These guys don't want to see somebody like Donald Trump, an outsider, coming into the game again and showing them how the job ought to be done and then, you know, kicking butt and taking names. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Back out to the phone lines we go. Jim's at Inkster. Jim, thanks for the call.
Hi, Daryl. Great points tonight.
Thank you.
Biden has so many scandals and negative issues on him that I have a hard time finding any issue that I can be positive to him about. If some Democrat caller calls me and says, am I interested in working hard and raising funds and contributing to the Biden campaign, it makes my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm. The only candidate in American history slightly ahead of Hillary that has more negatives and scandals and crimes in office, you wonder why they even ran for office, it's Kwame Kilpatrick.
Mm.
It's amazing how these people get people to vote for them, and anybody's the fool that votes for Biden, they're looking for their own destruction.
Jim, is that it?
Yes.
Jim, great comments. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule this evening to make them on the program. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Rob is listening to the program in Livonia. Rob, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Daryl. Yeah, some great callers, too. I really appreciate all of you, and look at your team as well. But, David Horowitz actually wrote a little booklet. I don't have it. I do have it, but it's called The Internal Radical Service.
Mm.
And people need to remember that we didn't have an income tax till a Democrat by the name of Woodrow Wilson was elected.
Uh-huh.
And the historian William Federer has commented that the Constitution actually prohibited direct taxation. The money was raised by tariffs. It encouraged manufacturing here. And, I mentioned to Brian that in the 90s, I discovered this committee back in the 50s called the Reese Committee,
mm-hmm.
which looked at tax exempt foundations. These were the super rich. And I'm not, like I told him, if Daryl, if you invent something that gets my car 10,000 miles per gallon,
you deserve to be a billionaire.
Sure.
But that's not what was happening. These people like the Rockefellers, for example, were using their money to manipulate our country for negative purposes. And, you know, things like the schools mm-hmm. and whatnot. They, of course, helped encourage homosexuality in our country. And, you know, I encourage people to do a search for, it was called the Reese Committee. It was in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was their investigator, Mr. Dodd. He wrote a report called the Dodd Report. And so, you know, this more and more IRS people, it's just to create fear in the common person like us.
Yes, you are right to a very real degree, Rob, and your citing of the Reese Committee back in the 50s, these people were taking a look, and the little bit of information that I've been able to glean with regard to that committee's existence. Again, you'll recall, Rob, and I was pretty young in the 50s, as I'm sure you were, but
mm-hmm.
communism was on everybody's lips in the 1950s. And one of the things that the Reese Committee dealt with was whether or not this money that you were talking about, raised by different kinds of nonprofit organizations, was actually being used to support communism. So it was just another way for the government to exercise its authority and its power in a method of pushing the message that in the United States of America, we're going to go after you if you are a communist. And they did it using this particular committee. I'm not sure, Rob, how much you know about that committee or what the conclusions of the committee were with regard to what they discovered, but it was just another one of those episodes in American history in the 1950s where a lot of people thought they saw communists under every rock. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, there certainly were some, you know, I've mentioned him before, Anthony Sutton, who was an economist at the Hoover Institution, and I recommend his books. If anybody looks for something to read, I recommend them strongly. But there's some suggestion that some of the super rich were actually behind the Bolshevik Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And John D. Rockefeller actually said, and I'm quoting him, he said, "I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers." So the idea was, we'll destroy the education system to make people basically dumbed down, so that all they are is good for working.
And we can see the outworking of that strategy even in the time in which we now live. Rob, good points all. We'll take a closer look at the Reese Committee report to see if we can glean anything else more relevant with regard to our discussions of things like the IRS and taxation in the days, weeks, and months to come. In the meantime, Rob, thanks a lot for the call and for the information. 800-923-9385, the number to dial to join the conversation on the program, folks. You can tell by the music, it's break time. And on the other side of that break, the final segment of the program. So if you have anything to which you want to respond, any comment you want to make with regard to the content of tonight's program, the next segment, the last segment, is your segment. 800-923-9385. We are back after the break.
Congressman John James. I live by the code of service before self. That's why I attended West Point and served our nation in the Army. It's why I represent Michigan's 10th Congressional District. I'm also a small businessman. I never understood why Washington makes rules that are so difficult to understand and follow, which is why customer service is paramount to me and my staff. If you need help with a federal agency, Social Security, the VA, the IRS, or something else, please contact my office at 586-498-7122.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
Time is running out. To join us in Israel this fall, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. We'll visit amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk the streets of Jerusalem, tracing back the steps of Jesus and his disciples. Float in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of each and every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Dennis and me this October. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hugh Hewitt believes the Republicans will come together.
It will be Kevin McCarthy. Listen, if it takes one ballot or 100 ballots, it doesn't matter. We're in it to win it. Kevin McCarthy will be the next Speaker of the House.
You see, I love hearing that because that's what the rump Republicans have to do. It could take days, it could take weeks, and every day that is lost is a day that is subtracted from Republican momentum.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 6 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium, you will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code WDTK or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912. Remember, use the promo code WDTK at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If I say UBI, what do you think about? Well, let me enhance that a little bit. If I say universal basic income, what do you think about? Well, it's something that Joseph Semprevivo wrote about in Investors.com a few years back, a saying that generally painted as a way to shrink income inequality, a UBI is a government-guaranteed minimum income for everyone, regardless of employment status. Let me repeat that last part. Regardless of employment status. So you could be working, making money, and still get the UBI, according to those who want to employ it. In other words, a program that provides free money. And while the specifics of the policy sometimes differ from place to place, the gist remains essentially the same. It's the biggest expansion of the welfare state that you could probably imagine. And while a policy like this may sound desirable, in a campaign stump speech, in practice, it would have major consequences, and I would qualify that by saying negative consequences, including tax hikes that would be necessary to pay for the program and reduce work motivation, which, of course, would eventually lead to less, not more, but less productivity. You see, because those are the things that has happened every time universal basic income has been tried somewhere. You say, Darryl, why are you talking about this? Well, Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan are teaming up to launch a guaranteed income program, giving a leg up to residents, they say, with entrepreneurial spirit. Excuse me? If you have entrepreneurial spirit, then you're not sitting around waiting on anybody to cut a check, at least not from the government anyway, in the name of being supported if you're an entrepreneur. 800-923-9385. The plan is to give 100 families and individuals roughly $528 per month for 2 years and study the impacts. Well, I can tell you already what the impact is going to be. Lower productivity, lack of fulfillment of jobs that are available, and, of course, a decline, not an increase, in the number of people actually going out to seek gainful employment. 800-923-9385. The pilot program will target residents in low and moderate income households who are engaged in some form of entrepreneurship. That, according to Deputy City Administrator John Fournier, explaining it could be a home-based business that qualifies an individual for the universal basic income test. 800-923-9385. This idea, ladies and gentlemen, has been tried in Europe. It has been tried in Canada. It has been tried in America. And every time it has been tried, it has failed. Universal basic income is a fool's errand. 800-923-9385. Front runners in the political arena like Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all of these folks were in favor or at least liked the concept of a universal basic income, which is why you can understand with people like this in control of your government, no wonder it's suffering from bloat. 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. WDTK. The idea was tried in Finland. The experiment with universal basic income tried in Finland a few years back. The pilot program put 2,000 randomly chosen Finns on universal basic income, with the government providing a monthly check of about 560 euros. Finland decided in the outset of a program that was supposed to run, I believe, 3 years, that program was halted abruptly in the first year. The Finnish government saying it did not plan to release its findings until well after the program had been stopped, the plug pulled. And they, who criticized the way the program went there, said, when it comes to universal basic income, according to an independent analysis, Finland would have been forced to raise their income tax by nearly 30% to keep such a program alive. And when the personal income tax rate in Finland already maxes out somewhere in the neighborhood of 50%, another increase would have simply sent them over the economic edge. In Ontario, Canada, you all know about Ontario. It's not that far away from where we live. They tried a universal basic income program. It, too, ended earlier than was expected, with one critic saying the darn plan cost too much money and yielded virtually no results, at least none of the kind they were hoping to achieve. No increased employment, no increased productivity. And here in the United States, a kind of universal basic income strategy was tried with regard to our tax system. From 1968 to 1980, the federal government ran a negative income tax experiment, meaning that a minimum income is guaranteed but phased out as earnings increase. The goal was to incentivize work, but the policy ended up encouraging just the opposite. The program resulted in a drop in working hours across the board. Most strikingly, working hours fell by 43% for single men not responsible for a family. To make matters worse, stints of unemployment were prolonged, meaning that after someone lost a job, it took them even longer to begin looking for a new one. Why? Because the government was handing you a check, which kills your inclination toward personal productivity. Donnie's listening to the program in Detroit. Donnie, your comment on universal basic income.
You asked what it made me think about. It makes me think of a lot of people buying a lot of Cheetos and tater tots, because that's what's going to happen.
Donnie, I appreciate the comment. And as I like to say, brevity is, in fact, the soul of wit. Thanks for the brief commentary. But that's not going to stop the folks in Ann Arbor or at the University of Michigan, because they think they're onto something new and dynamic. We're here to let you know they're terribly confused, if not altogether mistaken. Folks, Daryl Wood saying, I've got to put a pin in it right here. And we'll do it all again, good Lord willing, tomorrow night. Until tomorrow, Daryl Wood for Brian Bileski saying, have a great evening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.